Welcome to the Business English Podcast. Before we dive in, here's a quick question for everyone out there. Have you ever tried to improve your English but felt stuck?
Exactly. That's a very common feeling. Like, you put in so much time, yet you don't see real progress. Today's topic, transform your English in just 30 days, is so practical and vital.
Totally. People often wonder why their English doesn't improve. I mean, this topic matters, because clear communication can boost careers, expand networks, and even build stronger professional relationships.
Precisely. If we nail these skills, we open doors to international projects and better job opportunities. By focusing on daily practice and real-life tasks, we can make serious progress.
Couldn't agree more. Today we're looking at how to transform your English in just 30 days. We'll share our plan for this podcast. First, an introduction, then the main topic, followed by two English lessons and some practical tips.
Exactly. Then we wrap up with a final review. You see, output is so important when learning a language. We want everyone to share ideas or questions in the comments so we can all grow together.
Absolutely. Let's keep supporting each other. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to hit like and subscribe. And if our pace feels tricky, you can slow down the audio playback in the settings.
Indeed. That's exactly how I see it. So let's jump right into our main discussion and show everyone how they can see real changes in their English in just 1 month.
All right, in this segment, we'll outline how to structure a 30-day plan for steady English improvement. We'll talk about setting daily goals, using short practice sessions, and seeking practical tasks that help build confidence.
Indeed, to me, this approach is about consistency. You know, people often read textbooks but hardly apply what they learn. By focusing on small, doable steps each day, we can move beyond theory and start speaking more naturally.
Absolutely. One big trend today is micro-learning, where you practice in short bursts rather than cramming for hours. Companies like Duolingo use this model, showing that brief lessons can be really effective, especially when you do them daily.
No doubt about it, another critical element is setting realistic targets. For instance, aim to learn 5 new words each day, or practice writing a short email in English. These concrete goals keep you motivated and make steady progress possible.
Precisely. Now let's consider why transform your English in just 30 days is so timely. The world is more connected than ever, and many global companies prefer employees who communicate clearly in English. It's no longer a luxury, but a necessity.
Totally. In fact, many job postings list strong English as a key requirement. You see, if you're working with international teams or handling documents, you need confidence in your language ability. That's a major reason we're exploring this topic today.
You nailed it. Another recent example is the rise of remote work. People join video calls with colleagues worldwide. If you're not comfortable expressing yourself, you might miss opportunities. That's why a focused 30-day plan can make a difference.
Precisely. Let's break down our discussion. First, we'll show how to set up a routine and track your progress. Next, we'll share techniques for building vocabulary and improving fluency. Finally, we'll talk about building confidence in real-world settings.
Indeed, a daily routine could be as simple as spending 15 minutes reading business articles, then 10 minutes practicing speaking. You see, focusing on shorter periods helps maintain concentration. When you do this for 30 days, growth becomes noticeable.
Absolutely. There's also the importance of listening. Well, you could start by tuning in to an English news podcast each morning. That constant exposure trains your ear, and combining it with speaking practice creates a solid foundation.
Exactly. For vocabulary, reading business-related blogs or following social media updates from industry leaders can help. Like, if you're in marketing, check out major brands on LinkedIn or Twitter. You'll pick up specialized terms and see how they're used.
You're spot on. It's not just about memorizing words, but actually applying them. For instance, send a short LinkedIn post in English or leave comments on industry articles. By doing so, you reinforce what you learn and feel more confident.
Indeed. Another angle is learning from native speakers. Join online communities or language exchange groups. Like, you can jump into video calls or chats and get immediate feedback on your pronunciation and style. This is how real progress happens.
Couldn't agree more. That's exactly how I see it. When you immerse yourself daily, even briefly, it all adds up. So let's keep these ideas in mind as we move on. We have a lot of insights to share next.
Let me see. There's also the idea of tracking your progress with simple tools. You can keep a language journal or use apps that measure your practice minutes. That way, you can see how each day contributes to your overall progress.
Indeed. Another best practice is to reward yourself for milestones, like finishing a full week of consistent study. Celebrating small achievements keeps motivation high and makes the whole 30-day challenge more fun.
All right, let's review some terms we mentioned earlier. First is microlearning. It means studying in short, focused bursts rather than long sessions. Actually, this method helps you stay alert and avoid burnout, so it's perfect for busy professionals.
Precisely. Let me see. Microlearning can look like 10 minutes of vocabulary practice before breakfast, then a quick conversation drill at lunch. By repeating these small sessions, you reinforce knowledge more effectively than trying to learn everything at once.
Next, let's talk about immersive, or the idea to immerse yourself in English. You see, immersion is when you surround yourself with a language, like watching business videos, listening to podcasts, and speaking whenever possible.
Exactly. Immersion doesn't mean you must travel abroad. Actually, you can create a similar effect by changing your phone settings to English or talking with international coworkers. The goal is to make English a regular part of your daily routine.
Absolutely. The third word we should highlight is consistency. It refers to the habit of showing up regularly. That's right. Consistent study means you're not just practicing once a week, but making small efforts day after day.
Indeed, consistency is what drives actual progress. When you form a routine, you see gradual improvement that adds up. Like, if you dedicate 20 minutes every single day, you'll accumulate solid skills over a month or even faster.
Moving on. We mentioned real-world settings. This phrase means situations from everyday or professional life. For example, sending an email to a client or discussing a project in a meeting. It's about applying English in genuine scenarios.
Exactly. When you practice with real tasks, you build confidence for the workplace. By the way, it's also more engaging. People get bored with abstract textbook exercises, but they get excited when learning helps them handle actual responsibilities.
No doubt about it. The final word is milestones. We heard how celebrating small wins can boost motivation. Milestones are those checkpoints, like finishing a week of study or mastering a group of vocabulary terms, that show you're moving forward.
Precisely. When you set milestones, you see how far you've come. Well, they help you track progress and remind you that each step matters. If you break your journey into smaller stages, it's easier to stay on course and avoid quitting.
Absolutely. Let's recap these five items: microlearning, immerse, consistency, real-world settings, and milestones. Couldn't agree more about their importance. If everyone tries to use these words in daily practice, they'll remember them and feel more confident speaking.
Exactly. Try making sample sentences or short dialogues with these terms. I mean, that's how you solidify new vocabulary. Keep practicing, and soon you'll notice that these words become natural parts of your business English toolkit.
Indeed. Also, don't forget to say them out loud a few times. Speaking helps lock in pronunciation and confidence, so let's keep these in mind as we move on to our practical tips later.
Absolutely. Keep practicing those five words, and feel free to explore synonyms too. You see, expanding your vocabulary step by step is how you build a solid language base. Now let's head to the next segment for even more insights.
Now let's switch gears and offer practical tips for putting all these ideas into action. First, build a detailed 30-day schedule, basically decide how many minutes you'll dedicate each day, and list specific tasks like listening, reading, and speaking exercises.
Absolutely. For listening, try mixing business news podcasts with casual English shows. That variety helps you understand formal language and everyday expressions. By the way, it's useful to take brief notes to track new phrases or interesting topics you hear.
Indeed. For speaking, partner up with a colleague or join online meetups. You can schedule short video calls where you discuss business trends or even casual weekend plans. The key is to talk regularly so your mouth gets used to English sounds.
Exactly. Another tip is to record yourself. Like, if you read a paragraph from a news article, record your voice and listen back. That's a great way to identify pronunciation issues or awkward phrasing, so you can adjust and improve.
Absolutely. For reading, try articles in your field, such as finance or marketing. You see, reading about relevant topics builds both language and industry knowledge. Plus, you'll learn the specific terminology that experts use, which can boost your professional image.
Indeed. Make sure you also pay attention to collocations, like take responsibility, meet deadlines, or conduct research. When you pick up these natural pairings, you sound more fluent. Basically, you're learning how words commonly go together.
Precisely. For writing, set small tasks like drafting a short email or a social media post in English. You nailed it earlier when you mentioned posting on LinkedIn. That's a real-world activity that tests your ability to communicate professionally.
That's right. After writing, try reading your text out loud or asking a friend to review it. If you see repeated mistakes, make a note. Consistency in checking your work can seriously strengthen your language skills over this 30-day challenge.
Totally. Another practical idea is to set up language alerts on your phone. For example, if you choose a word of the day, let your phone remind you every morning. That constant exposure helps you remember new expressions faster.
Absolutely. For those who like tech, plenty of apps gamify learning. You see, turning study into a game can make it less stressful. Also, try forming a small group of friends or coworkers so you all stay accountable together.
Precisely. Accountability is huge. When someone expects you to show up, it pushes you to follow your plan. By the way, you can also share your daily or weekly milestones on social media. That public commitment often keeps you going.
Indeed. Another trend is using AI tools to practice writing. Like, you can type a short paragraph and get feedback on grammar or vocabulary. These tools aren't perfect, but they give you instant corrections that help you learn faster.
Couldn't agree more. Just remember not to depend entirely on AI. It's best to combine human interaction with technology, so keep your plan flexible. Test different methods, and find what works for your style. That way, you'll see steady gains.
Exactly. Experiment and adapt as needed, because everyone's journey is unique. When you find the right mix of reading, listening, speaking, and writing, progress accelerates. Now let's move on and discuss a few English words we just used.
Before we shift, let's also highlight the importance of reviewing your progress each week. By evaluating what worked and what didn't, you can refine your 30-day plan and make sure you're always moving toward your goal.
Indeed, that weekly review is a game changer. Couldn't agree more that reflection keeps you honest about your strengths and weaknesses. So let's keep these tips in mind as we dive into our next English lesson.
All right, let's highlight 5 words from our practical tips section. Accountability, gamify, collocations, reflection, and refine. We use these in different contexts, but let's explain them clearly so everyone knows how to apply them.
Precisely. First up is accountability. It refers to being responsible for your actions or commitments, often because you report to someone else. Like, if you promise your study partner you'll practice each day, that partner holds you accountable.
Exactly. Accountability can motivate you to stick to your plan. If you know someone will check on your progress, you're less likely to skip sessions. This concept is widely used in business for team goals and personal development.
Absolutely. Next word is gamify, which means turning an activity into a game. By the way, many apps do this with points, levels, or rewards for completing tasks. You see, it makes learning feel more fun and less like work.
Indeed. Gamification taps into your sense of achievement. When you see yourself reaching a new level, you feel encouraged to continue. So gamify is about designing experiences to engage and motivate you through game-like elements.
Precisely. Our third term is collocations. Collocations are words that frequently appear together, like highly motivated or strongly recommend in Tim. They might not follow strict grammar rules, but native speakers use them naturally, so knowing collocations helps you sound more fluent.
Exactly. Learning collocations is important for business contexts. For instance, people say, reach a consensus, conduct a survey, or meet expectations. If you use these expressions correctly, colleagues and clients recognize your professional command of English.
Absolutely. Fourth is reflection, which we discussed as a weekly review. Reflection means looking back on what you did, identifying successes or mistakes, and then adjusting your plan. It's a key step for continuous improvement in any skill.
No doubt about it. Reflection is powerful because it prevents you from repeating the same errors. You see, many learners just push forward without analyzing their approach. A bit of honest self-assessment can totally transform your results.
Indeed. Our final word is refine. This means to improve or polish something by making small changes. In language learning, you refine your pronunciation, grammar, or vocabulary. Each tweak makes your skills sharper and brings you closer to fluency.
Exactly. Refine is often used in business contexts too. Companies refine their processes to become more efficient. In the same way, you refine your English skills by noticing errors and correcting them. Over time, small adjustments lead to big improvements.
Precisely. So we have accountability, gamify, collocations, reflection, and refine. These five words capture key ideas we shared. Try writing a few sentences with them or even use them in your real-life situations. That practice will help you remember.
Indeed. Don't forget to say them out loud, too. Speaking these words in context will reinforce your pronunciation and fluency. Also, try explaining them to a friend, because teaching someone else is a fantastic way to learn deeply.
Absolutely. Keep exploring these terms as part of your daily routine. If you can weave them into emails, presentations, or meetings, you'll remember them faster. Now let's wrap things up with a closing summary of today's podcast.
Exactly. Let's keep moving forward with confidence. We've covered a lot, and I hope these lessons clarify each concept. Stick around for the final wrap-up, where we'll revisit our main topic and practical tips once more. Thanks for staying with us. Today we discussed Transform Your English in Just 30 Days, focusing on daily routines, practical activities, and confidence-building strategies. We also explored how microlearning, consistency, and real-world application can boost your language skills.
Indeed, we shared practical tips like forming accountability partnerships, trying out gamified apps, and reflecting on your progress every week. We even highlighted useful terms in our two English lessons, from consistency to refine, to help expand your vocabulary.
Absolutely. If you follow these steps and keep practicing the words we introduced, you'll find your English improving one day at a time. Remember, small efforts add up quickly, especially when you focus on real-world tasks.
Exactly. We hope this podcast offered clear guidance and motivation. Take a moment to think about what resonated most with you and consider how you'll apply it. Whether it's daily reading, speaking practice, or writing, every bit helps.
Couldn't agree more. Let us know your own strategies or experiences in the comments. By sharing, you can support others who are on the same path. And if you haven't yet, hit that like button and subscribe for more episodes.
Indeed, let's keep building our community and helping each other learn. We wish you success in your 30-day journey to better English. Looking forward to hearing your stories and progress. Until next time, take care and happy studying.